From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, June 9th. A proposed project to raise Shasta Dam by 18 feet may move forward soon. Alistair Bland is a climate reporter with CalMatters who's written about the project. He says $2 billion was allocated for enhancing surface water storage in a recent national budget bill.
That $2 billion is almost exactly the most recent estimate of the cost of the Shasta Dam project. So experts do believe that $2 billion allocation, although it does not mention Shasta Dam, is specifically earmarked for the Shasta Dam enlargement.
The increased storage would allow for more water to be sent to farmers in the Central Valley, something President Donald Trump has worked toward during both of his terms. Bland says the Bureau of Reclamation has estimated the project will increase deliveries to farmers in the Central Valley by only about 1% of the current average. The budget bill has passed through the House and is now awaiting review in the Senate. And we continue to report on myths surrounding gray wolves. Several sheriffs in the North State have recently declared states of emergencies over gray wolves. There's growing concern about the safety of livestock as wolf packs re-enter California from neighboring states and get closer to homes. Ken Tate has been researching gray wolves at UC Davis. He says it's actually rare for them to target people.
The number of actual recorded fatalities that are a result of wolves, the number is 2 in North America.
There are currently 10 wolf packs recorded across California. 3 of those were officially confirmed only last week, and all of the new ones are in the North State. That includes a pack near Susanville, Lassen Volcanic National Park, and in eastern DeHama County. More on common gray wolf misconceptions at mynspr.org. And half of Wyandotte Campground will be temporarily closed to ensure a pair of baby bald eagles grow up in peace. The Wyandotte Campground near Little Grass Valley will open for the season starting this Friday, but sites 1 through 17 on the peninsula will be closed to the public until mid-July. The Feather River Ranger District says the closure will give the parents time and space to nurture their young. Bald eagles are a protected species. Also, Sycamore Pool was supposed to get its first seasonal cleaning last week, but has been delayed. Protected spring run Chinook salmon have spawned in Big Chico Creek, which feeds the pool. City Parks staff are working with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to update the permits needed for the seasonal cleaning. The pool and creek were heavily impacted by last year's park fire, according to the city of Chico. Heavy rains following the fire washed debris and sediment into Sycamore Pool. Residents can swim and wade at their own risk. Lifeguards are now on duty for the summer. Additionally, National Park officials at Whiskeytown, Trinity, Shasta, and Lewiston Lakes are asking boaters to voluntarily inspect their own craft in the ongoing fight against the golden mussel. They're also handing out brochures and have self-certification forms for visitors to complete. The invasive species first appeared in California last October and is spreading through state waterways. The mussels attach to hard surfaces and are prolific. A single female can produce up to 1 million eggs in a year. Clusters of as many as 200,000 can quickly grow to occupy a cubic meter, clogging pipes and other infrastructure. The Department of Water Resources adopted mandatory boat inspections at Lake Oroville in mid-May. And finally, the Shasta Environmental Council is asking North State residents to be on the lookout for 3 invasive species this wildfire season. One of them is cheatgrass, which can fuel wildfires and make them even hotter, and yellow star thistle, which can drain water from soils that are already dry. Both grow in the North State and should be removed. Exotic mussels can also be a problem as they clog waterways and devastate aquatic life. The Shasta Environmental Council recommends people report sightings. The golden mussel made its way into California waterways last October, and sightings continue throughout the state. And those were your headlines for Monday, June 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.